Okay, so it's bedtime. Your teeth are brushed, your jammies are on, and you're saying a little prayer of thanks for your favorite thing in the universe, cheese. So you send one up for all the cows of the world, and then you remember the goats and the sheep, so they get one too. Then the farmers, the goat herders, and shepherds, and then the cheesemakers, and one more prayer for the affineurs and the cave masters. And then you drift off to sleep, but you forgot one person, and maybe the most important one of all, the cheesemonger. Because what good is the greatest cheese in the world if you don't know about it? It's okay, I guess, because cheesemongers are kind of used to getting no love. You know, people think they just stand there behind the counter and, I don't know, play with plastic wrap all day. But there is art and science and wildly precise skill to what they do. This week, we're all about the world of the cheesemonger. We have one solving all your cheese problems with us. We have one teaching us how to taste and identify cheeses. And to start us off, we have the Cheesemonger Invitational. So when I first heard about the Cheesemonger Invitational, I kind of couldn't believe it. It is a day-long competition to crown the best cheesemonger in the land with a series of brutal and exacting tests. We sent the reporter Ryan Kyleth there to check out how it went down, and he's back. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Francis.
So, the Cheesemonger Invitational. This is a cheese trade show, basically, right? But it's also become this place where, you know, dreams come true and hopes are dashed against the rocks. Yep. What is it?
It's funny because, you know, I feel bad that you're always talking to fancy chefs and culinary experts, and I'm just a dude who went to a thing. I have no food knowledge whatsoever.
That is what makes one an expert.
But this thing, the Cheesemonger Invitational, you know, it's open to the public. And on that side, it seems very simple. You show up at 3-4 in the afternoon, something like that. You eat some cheese for a few hours, drink some beers, have some of the food that's out, and then you go home. What I saw going to this for you guys was all of the literal scaffolding behind that. I mean, I was there at 8 a.m. when they were building the stage, and that's when the cheesemongers arrived. Okay. They were preparing. They were up till 4 a.m. making pastry doughs to prepare for their presentations and bites and things like that.
Yeah.
So the behind the scenes was the underneath the water part of the iceberg on this thing was huge.
Yeah. And so before all the guests arrived, there's this huge competition. What are they competing on? What are the skills they're trying to show off?
I will have to look at the list because there were so many tests. But better is if you hear the guy who runs the whole Cheesemonger Invitational talk about it. His name's Adam Moskowitz. He's like a third-generation cheesemonger, cheese world person. Here he is talking about the day.
So right now we are in Brooklyn, New York City. It is Saturday morning. We just started the competition rounds for the Cheesemonger Invitational. We got about 45 cheesemongers inside. They're taking a written test, and then they're going to go into a taste test, and then they're going to go into an aroma test. From there, they're going to jump into the technical rounds. They're going to cut a quarter pound, they're going to wrap a quarter pound, and then they're going to wrap a half a wheel of cheese. From there, they're going to jump into the food service rounds, where they're going to do a beverage pairing with a pre-assigned cheese, then a perfect plating on a slate with a pre-assigned cheese, and then finally they're going to bring a perfect bite, like an amuse-bouche, with cheese being the center of the plate. At that moment, we're also going to be open to the public, where we have the finest purveyors of the specialty cheese showing and sharing their wares. Basically, the finest cheese on the planet.
So you can get a sense of this dude, Adam Moskowitz. He's basically powering this entire thing with the energy of his personality. At one point, he was wearing a cow onesie with a cowbell around his neck and a baseball cap, like pumping his fist in the air, pumping up the crowd, you know.
But okay, so he names written tests, aroma tests, taste tests. What are some of these tests that like really stood out to you?
The one as a layperson that I guess for a cheese person, this is not difficult at all. But the aroma test, where they had cheeses hidden inside a sort of canister with, you know, cloth over the top, and they just had to smell it and name the cheese, like, very specifically. Not like the family. Not like this is a Gouda. They had to name the brand, et cetera.
Really?
Yeah, that was cool. And then, of course, there was the cutting one, where, you know, you have to cut a quarter pound exactly. And I think this all of us can relate to because, you know, whether it's at the butcher or the cheese counter or whatever, it's always awesome when you order a quarter pound and you watch them cut it and then they throw it on the thing and it's actually 0.25. Like, that's amazing. And you and the person, you share a little like, ah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. They were judged on how often can you hit 0.25 exactly on the scale.
Oh, that's so interesting. There's a salesmanship test.
Yeah, so the salesmanship challenge, which all of these guys and women had to go through, is basically selling cheese. And this is the part that I had not considered before, which is, you know, obviously the cheese gets center stage.
Sure.
And also, I think the cheese maker, a lot of prestige there. The person who does not get a lot of attention is the person that most of us deal with, which is the person at the cheese counter selling it. And
sure.
So this, they called it the salesmanship challenge, is like, yeah, how well can you sell? And so we have a clip of one of the contestants, David Myers.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, how's it going today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. You look like you haven't had a bite of cheese in a second. Would you like some little snacks while you look around?
Absolutely.
This is one of the last 3 completely traditional cheddars left in the entire world, made by the Somerset Gorge the Cheddar Gorge in Somerset, England, Ooh. Where cheddar originally got its name, and it tastes almost like mustard to me.
Yeah, this might be great. I'm looking for some picnic cheeses today.
Oh,
can you recommend a great picnic cheese?
Fantastic. This is one of my favorites for sure. Let's see, how many people are you serving at this picnic?
We're going to be about 4.
4 people.
All right. And do you want to have leftovers, or do you just want to go all out in one little...
Well, it's going to be hot, so probably not.
All right. Let's see. I really like this Roth Grand Cru Sirchois. It's perfect out under the open sky. It's got really nice alpine, nutty, caramely flavors. This is made in the style of traditional French and Swiss alpine cheeses like Gruyere, and it tastes kind of caramelized. Really good crowd pleaser.
I like them both, but I think I might be looking for something in the goat's milk family.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, try this one. It tastes like goat milk marshmallows. This is Brabender. This is a goat milk Gouda, just aged about 6 months. And despite having no sugar or lactose in it, it has a flavor that's quite candy-like.
So how do you do it? I mean, is that a good...
I watched a lot of these.
Yeah.
He was nervous.
Yeah, you can kind of get that vibe.
He was sweating on the cheese a little bit.
That's disgusting. Points off for getting sweat on the cheese.
Yeah, but the judges were all like Cheese World professionals.
Mm-hmm.
In the backroom machinations later, they were definitely tearing into some of these people. Oh, I talked to this person. It was 5 minutes before they even offered me a taste of cheese. You know, grade F or whatever.
Oh,
so
wow.
He did well with that. He immediately got this cheese judge a slice of cheese and kept it going. Also, they weren't selling. You heard the judge in that clip. They weren't selling to average people. This judge said, oh, you know, I was looking for something more in the goat family.
Yeah,
that's not something I say at the cheese counter.
But, okay, so after this whole day, it was a day-long thing.
Yeah, I got there at 10 a.m., and they were still going when I left at 9 p.m., you know.
Whoa. So, Ryan, this is, like, maybe backing up, but, like, what is a cheesemonger?
Yeah, good question. Really, it's marketing and sales, but they've dressed it up with a much fancier and more pleasant term. The cheesemonger is the person who tells you what you want.
Right.
Because for me, certainly, and probably for a lot of us, we show up at that cheese case, it's overwhelming, it's intimidating, we don't know. And they tell us, oh, this is what you want.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe it costs a little bit more than the other one, but.
That's so cynical. Okay, so the whole thing was a competition. And because I can't resist, who won?
Yeah, so some crowd favorites sort of started to float to the top. And one of the guys that I had my money on ended up being the winner. So the way that it worked was, you know, there's this battery of tests during the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the afternoon, the public is let in.
Yeah.
So all of these cheese drink pairings and cheese hors d'oeuvres and these cheese plates, they were all coming out on like huge sheet pans. And that's what the public got to enjoy. All these 45 different pairings from all of these different mongers in bulk. And that's what the judges were trying too. And then at the very end of the day, that stage that was being built, they got the finalists up there and they did all the tests in public.
Okay.
They did the aroma test. They did the cutting test and the weighing test and the answering cheese trivia. In fact, I think we even have a clip of cheese trivia.
Now we're going to ask the cheesemongers some very hard trivia questions. Here we go.
Does anyone get body slammed at the end of this?
Question number one. What does FSMA stand for? What does FSMA, FSMA, stand for? Don't give them the answers! You don't shout it out!
Yeah. I can't answer trivia questions with this guy yelling at me.
Yeah, you could tell the crowd was real into that.
The crowd was,
lots of cheering.
Was really
feeling it. At this point in the night, the crowd was drunk on the free beer and wine and cheese and sort of... There were friends and family who were paying lots of attention to the goings on stage, but most people were wandering out in a dairy coma of sorts.
Yeah. So what are the stakes? Does it mean something for someone to do well in this competition?
And this will get me to the eventual winner. You know, what Adam told me is that the past winners have all like had marked jumps in their career. You know, they've gone from cheese seller to cheese shop owner, or, you know, they've gotten a stake in a cheese making business or something like that. Magazine profiles, radio appearances, the kind of thing that can really elevate their career. So the winner, who I don't know that I called it, but he was in my top five, a local guy from here in New York, from Eataly downtown. His name is Eric Shack. And I think we have the tape of him winning.
Ladies and gentlemen, your current Cheesemonger Invitational champion, a man who put his heart into it like I've never seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Shack.
Thank you.
Say a few words.
I don't even know where to start. I want to thank everybody up here. All of you guys are f***ing amazing. No, seriously, like, everybody up here, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be swearing.
He was in tears.
This industry, it saves lives. It makes people incredible. I've had some of the most amazing mentors.
You know, that Queen song, it's the most ultimate cliche, but it works every time.
It works every time. It really sets the mood.
Well, good job, Eric Shack. All right, Ryan. Well, thank you so much for the report. I hope you, too, feel like a champion.
Hey, thank you for sending me. This is not the kind of... I'm a business reporter. This is not the kind of thing I ever go to. So this was a great day for me, too.
Maybe this could change your career.
Maybe I'll be seeing you guys again very soon. Yeah.
Ryan Kyleth is a freelance reporter for public radio and podcasts.